Going back to Indiana on this moment of Indiana history. Given the Jackson 5's international renown in the late 60s and 70s, their hit Going Back to Indiana strikes a quaint tone. The chart topper was, in spirit at least, autobiographical. The Jackson 5 was a family band that emerged from Gary. The group consisted of five of the nine children of Catherine and Joseph Jackson, a steel mill employee and a musician who gigged frequently with his own R&B outfit, the Falcons. The Jackson 5 toured as an opening act in nightclubs across the Midwest before signing to Gordon Keith's Gary-based Steeltown Records in 1967, when Michael Jackson was just 8 years old. Moving up from congas and background vocals to center stage, little Michael was lauded as a prodigy for his dancing and singing talents. Signed to Motown in 1968, the Jackson 5 made pop music history when their first four singles peaked at number one. They left their Indiana home the following year. Although they performed at Gary's West High School in January 1971, it would be Michael's last visit to his hometown until 2003. Nonetheless, Going Back to Indiana, a Jackson 5 TV special featuring guests Bill Cosby, Rosie Grier, and several NBA stars, included concert footage ostensibly recorded in Gary in May 1971. Records indicate, however, that although the concert was taped in the Hoosier State, the Jacksons only made it as far as Indianapolis on that date. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.